This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're going on an art walk. Gene Bundy has been doing these walks annually for about 4 years in the Anchorage area. For her, it's about discovering new and interesting artists.
So I decided I'd go up and down Midtown Anchorage and see what was available. Most people are familiar with art downtown, but there's a lot of art that has moved to Midtown.
Bundy belongs to a very distinguished group called the International Association of Art Critics. Only about 400 people in the entire country can boast the title, and getting it isn't easy.
You have to have written for 4 or 5 years in the art world, and you actually submit your columns, your essays, to this. So to my knowledge, I'm the only one in Alaska that is AICA certified.
Even if she isn't, Bundy certainly has the credentials to make her Alaska's lone art critic. She has earned both a bachelor and master's degree of fine arts and is currently pursuing her PhD. She also paints and writes art essays about various topics like the walk we're going on today. For her first essay entry, she chose the Starfish Company clothing shop. Bundy says the artist behind these works is Marcy Nelson.
Marcy does one-of-a-kind t-shirts, sweatshirts, and Marcy did not go to art school proper, but she has a lot of biology background. Her artwork on her t-shirts is very biological, but not in a unaesthetic way.
Along with Nelson's signature starfish logo, there are loads of Alaskan animals featured, including salmon, ravens, and even some insects, all of which Bundy says are done by a pen and ink technique. Another thing she instantly takes note of is the vibrant colors.
She's a good example of, especially with, you know, for Rendezvous coming up, of a place you can go to bask in color. Color is something that I think in the wintertime we desperately need. It's almost the stacks of t-shirts and sweatshirts almost look like they're painted on the wall and almost become an abstract in themselves.
After a thorough look around, we're back on the street to plan our next move.
I try to look for artists who aren't necessarily the ones that get publicized all the time, but people who are very talented, but, you know, maybe sort of fall below the radar screen.
And this next artist is definitely off the radar. I follow Bundy to a simple, unmarked house in the Fairview area where we meet an artist named Ed Mile.
Nice to meet you, Dave.
Mile takes us through his front yard and into his workshop where he shows us his operation. He does tile work here, which he ends up selling at the weekend market and local art exhibits. All of Miles' customized tiles are made from clay he gathers from Cook Inlet.
Maybe 30 buckets, 5 gallon buckets, and that'll last me the whole year. And right now I put this on some drywall, a couple of sheets of drywall, and it's drying out now. And then I'll ground it up on my press.
And it doesn't take long before Mile and Bundy are talking shop. Bundy digs into her research.
So do you use any natural, like berries, or do you pretty much use traditional?
No, organics would burn out.
Yeah.
You need to use metallic oxides.
Can we look at your designs? Is
that some of Miles' designs are custom plasters, which he either makes by hand or by more unconventional means.
Yeah. This crab, though, I used a real crab.
That's beautiful.
I encased it into a slab,
beautiful.
Then I poured plaster.
And then you just sort of took out the crab by cutting him up and...
He came out in one piece. He was still in his shell.
Did you put a little butter, a little garlic?
No.
Bundy is probably the nicest art critic you'll ever meet. Chances are you won't be reading any scathing reviews in her essays.
I get criticized, actually, by not saying bad things about anybody, but I think it's a waste of time, and it's an element that should be avoided because I think everyone has something there. And I think just saying bad things about anybody is just cliche.
And true to her philosophy, when I ask her what she thought about today's artists, she focuses on the positives. Then again, maybe it's impossible for art to be simply cut and dry. Bundy says everything is just so abstract now.
The art world has become postmodern, which means it not only uses traditional color and clay, but it also does a lot of thinking. I laugh sometimes because it's, you know, if you throw your laundry on the floor, you can create an art project.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.